military tech implants. Now, soldiers may soon have implantable health monitors and robotic surgeries done remotely, and this is leaving some questions to wonder, is this a precursor to the Mark of the Beast system, or is it going to lead to something like that? So soldiers might be soon carrying monitoring devices that can alert doctors thousands of miles away to medical emergencies and the need for treatment. The devices may even be implanted in soldiers. The Army's top doctor said this in describing the near future of Army medicine. Here's a direct quote from Lieutenant General Nadia West. This is the Army's Surgeon General, and this was said during a talk May 8th at the Association of the U.S. Army in Arlington, Virginia. Quote, "We should be monitoring all soldiers all the time, looking for patterns of injury or other signs for early detection. We can do better when every soldier is a sensor, and we can continuously monitor information called from them," end quote. So the monitors would send out streams of detailed data on a soldier's health. So, for example, a device could measure blood sugar levels, and a doctor or nurse hundreds or even thousands of miles away can check on a soldier's diabetes and recommend treatment or calibrate insulin or something like that. Here's another quote from West. "There is an explosion of wearable and soon to be implantable peripheral monitors. It completely revolutionizes how we can follow and impact a soldier's health and patient's health," end quote. So soldiers face environments where the threat may be unknown, and these devices could make a difference. And that, you know, that's what she's saying, that the U.S. Diplomats in Havana, Cuba became ill last year from a mysterious cause. It was probably a type of sound wave or something that remains unknown. But she used that as an example. So according to her, monitoring them and their environment could have led to early detection and potentially better understanding of what even happened. Commanders could use this type of technology to decide who to send on the next mission. West goes on to say, quote, "Just imagine a commander having that information where the person is and how they're doing," end quote. So the commander would not just see are they deployable or not, but actually see their state of health. West goes on to say, quote, "If you had a pilot getting into a cockpit, wouldn't you want to know if they're sleepy or not? If you have the tools to predict, it's amazing what you can prevent," end quote. So monitoring devices, they are actually available now, and Army medicine is working through how to scale the capability and secure the information flow. The device is one of many innovations in medical care, which is changing dramatically, and the Army is changing with it, apparently. The realization that the military may no longer count on having the golden hour for treatment of illness or injury is driving the thinking on what's next in medical care. So troops will be forward deployed in units with smaller footprints and often without the luxury of uncontested airspace. The ambush and killings in October of four American soldiers in Niger bring to the forefront the danger that troops face in remote locations, according to West. She brought all this up. She said, quote, "We might not have the life-saving golden hour evacuation system we've been accustomed to for the last 17 years. Our soldiers may be isolated for 72 hours or more, requiring prolonged field care when injured in an austere environment. Our medics will be faced with doing more with less for longer. That means no easy access to emergency departments or operating suites or trauma surgeons," end quote. So this is the reality that the Army that's facing Army medics right now, this new environment that requires significant changes in how medics and soldiers are trained and equipped, and changes are taking place now. This has some Christians wondering, does it have to be like an implantable thing, or does that really matter? Is this even anything remotely close to the Mark of the Beast just because it's an implant? And we'll talk about that in a minute. But command posts in the near future, according to West, will have medical capabilities integrated with them, so patients can be monitored and calls made to a surgeon to recommend life-saving procedures. Robotic surgeries are another technology in development, and it's a question of how quickly they can scale it through the enterprise. Such surgery has been tested at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with doctors there and a satellite hookup with soldiers in a remote area. Technology used around the world today allows surgeons to operate virtually, which is very strange. The Army has invested its first virtual medical center at Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas, which West says will expand capacity and capabilities to save more lives. And of course, everybody that's considering this story and what it means, we all want to save lives. We all want the absolute best health for our military. They deserve it. They're putting their lives on the line for us. At least we can do is give them good medical care. But again, this has Christians wondering if it's a mark of the beast thing. Now, I actually don't think so, but I don't know how I feel about, implanted stuff. I think it's best to just stay away from all that. I think stuff wearable on the outside of the body is fine, but when you start implanting stuff in the body, I don't know. But there's a line, though, because things like prosthetics, I mean, I even have a prosthetic hip. I had hip surgery and got my bones ripped out and got some metal thrown in. So, there are some cases where a type of implant is necessary. And it's difficult to tell if this is one of those or not. By the way that it sounds, it doesn't sound like it's changing DNA. It doesn't sound like it's doing anything like that. It sounds like it's just a health monitoring thing. And it also doesn't sound like anybody needs to bow down and worship the Antichrist in order to get this thing. But is this something that could lead to that in the future? That's the big question that has Christians wondering. I don't know. I mean, I think that if the government was a benevolent entity, then this technology would never be abused. But because it's not benevolent and people aren't benevolent, this technology can and will get abused. So it's a matter of thinking about how could this be abused, like with the robotic surgery stuff. It sounds like a great idea, but what if that gets hacked? What would happen then? What if there's a malfunction of some kind? But of course somebody could say, well, with a surgeon, what if the surgeon goes crazy and kills a bunch of soldiers? Or what if the surgeon has a heart attack in the middle of surgery and can't finish the surgery or something? So there's issues on both ends. It's kind of like the driverless car debate. Should we have driverless cars? I'm all for it. I know I'm one of the few in our circles here that are actually for driverless cars. But the reason is the main reason people bring up why they're against driverless cars is because of hacking, which can happen. But I think you would drastically reduce the amount of drunk driving accidents, just car accidents. In general. So yeah, it can be hacked, but either way you have car deaths. So wouldn't it be better to take the option that would result in less car deaths? Then there's other things to consider, like, well, if they have that, they're going to have driverless trucks, and then that's going to put a lot of people out of work. And that's terrible, but that's just kind of the way the world is. The world changes, and we need to adapt, not morally speaking, just technologically speaking, we need to adapt. I mean, when machines were first starting to be used in factories and things, people were trying to take wrenches and bash the machines and break the machines because they didn't want to lose their jobs. Well, but eventually the world advanced anyway, and a lot of them adapted, and that's why you got a lot of more computer engineers and things like that today. So the world will change, and people can adapt with jobs. I wouldn't want to say, well, yeah, these people won't be able to work, so we shouldn't do that. And I haven't heard a really strong argument against driverless cars. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at @JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.